Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ngiyakubingelela futhi mlalele gamene lihlele inkosi yethu Jesu waseNazaretha. Ubingelelwa yimusizi wako Zuma. La sikhuluma ngengqikithi yokukholwa in the program called Heart and Soul ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM. UNkulunkulu akubusise for waking up in the morning in order to listen to this message. Namhlanje niyabonga nje nokuthi ulalela inhlelo zethu za ku Radio Pulpit. Siyaqhubeka ke we talking about times and seasons. Last week we opened the scripture esilaphayana ku Umshumayeli chapter 3 ithi konke kunesikhathi sakho yonke indaba inomzuzu wayo phansi kwezulu, and we spoke about the different chapters esindlula kuzo eimpilweni zethu, the fact that life actually unfolds in chapters eimpilweni zethu. You know, sometimes you get fixated in a certain chapter kube sengathi angeke uzundlule kuleso simo leso, because it's a chapter enzima empilweni yakho. But uNkulunkulu engunkulunkulu, he makes sure ukuthi ubusika mabudlula bese kuza khona ikuza ispring noma into asahlobo, you know. So whatever it is that you are going through, it is not a permanent thing, but there is something, noma there is a purpose as to why you need to go through that particular thing. So namhlanje ngifuna ukuthi sibheke laphayana in the book of uNumeri chapter 13. Sibheke ukuthi izwi kaNkulunkulu lithini. Lithi uJehova wakhuluma kuMose wathi, thuma wena abantu ukuba bahlole izwe laseKhanani engabanika lona abantwana baka-Israyeli. Uthume umuntu waleso naleso sizwe sawoyise, kube yilowo naloyo abe yinduna phakathi kwabo. UMose wabathuma ke besuka ehlane laseParanu ngesiyalezo sikaJehova. Bonke babo babengabantu abayizinhloko zabantwana bakwa-Israyeli. So lana likhuluma about the time, you know, there was a time when after they crossed over from Egypt to the wilderness. Lithizwe likaNkulunkulu, after they crossed over, there was a dance that was done and there was a celebration because babona uNkulunkulu avula ulwandle olubovu. And then bese makuhamba isikhathi ke basahleli khona lapho, we know about the different stories ukuthi kwenzakala ukuthini. Baqala badoubt uNkulunkulu, bafuna ukudla, bafuna ini, but there was a time lapho uNkulunkulu what decide khona ukuthi now is the time, and it was a few days, now is the time for you guys to leave this place and hambe niyo possessa indawo enginike yona. Now I want you to picture God's language here. Let's read it in English. And the Lord spake unto Moses, send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall you send a man, everyone a ruler among them. And Moses, by the commandment of the Lord, sent them from the wilderness of Paran. All those men were herds of the children of Israel. So we know ukuthi there were 12 tribes of Israel. And then Moses, uNkulunkulu uyamsukela manje uthi kuye, lalela, it's time for you guys to go and possess. It's the season for you guys to go and possess. And uyabatshela ke uMoses ukuthi go and search the land. Mawulfunda wehla nalo lithi zikaNkulunkulu, they went, and then mabafika babona ukuthi the land is the way that God described it. It is a land that is flowing with milk and honey. However, this land is currently occupied by giants. Now let's look at God's language. Uthi uNkulunkulu, I have given you this land. Bese mabahamba bona babona this land that was given unto them, possessed or occupied by other people, because uNkulunkulu is a God who gives us different territories, and the territories that God is giving us are currently occupied by certain giants that we have to overcome. But angikho lapho namhlanje. Ufuna ukukhuluma about the notion of the cycle and the season. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu bahamba baya lapho, and they saw it, and then they came back with the report kuMoses as unto the commandment. And when they got back, they said ukuthi impela this land is beautiful ngale ndlela uNkulunkulu asho ngayo, but unfortunately it is currently occupied by giants. And they further even said ukuthi, you know, Tina, we even felt like grasshoppers when we saw, you know, the people of that land. So now, ba pay attention to the things that they were not supposed to pay attention to. And then the Bible says ukuthi uJoshua noCaleb were the only two that said no. Indeed, uNkulunkulu because of that, let us go and occupy that land. But lithis kaNkulunkulu, they decided bona abantwana baka Israel ukuthi they are going to doubt God. They decided, the majority of them, they said ukuthi no, we are not going there, asifuni ukuyibulalisa ngalabantu. uNkulunkulu sekakhulumile ukuthi nginqobele, because uNkulunkulu wants to take you to places that you have never imagined. Because lithis kaNkulunkulu, what the mind has not seen or the ear has heard or entered into the heart and mind of man are the things that God has prepared for those who love him. God has already prepared those things for you. Those things are not being prepared, but those things are already prepared. uNkulunkulu is preparing for the people that love him. uNkulunkulu uyakuthanda and he's prepared those things for you. And those are the things that are impossible for your mind. So abantwana baka Israel, they were caught up in the trap eyokuthi bazibheke bona bakhohle nokuthi uNkulunkulu unamandla kangakanani, bakhohle nokuthi uNkulunkulu ubakhiphile eGibhithe, bakhohle nokuthi wavula ulwandlo olubovu, bakhohle nokuthi wakhipha amanzi odwaleni. Zonke izinto uNkulunkulu azenzile empilweni zabo, but decide ukuba neamnesia, and they decided to forget, and they focused on this problem which we are not going to occupy. Then the Bible mawufunda wehle nayo, and that is the gist of my message for today. Ukuthi life unfolds in cycles and seasons. And ngizoyichaza kahle ukuthi what are cycles and what are seasons. So abantwana baka Israel, they were in a season eyokuthi bahambe bayongena ezweni lesithembiso. That season began from the time that Moses was sent to go and announce to Pharaoh ukuthi sekuyisikhathi sokuthi akhulule abantu bakhe. And uNkulunkulu vele, it was on God at that time and Moses' participation. But now that they were out of Egypt, it was now the onus was on them ukuthi nangempela bayahamba baya la uNkulunkulu athi baye khona. It was a season for them to go and occupy. However, that season was also time sensitive as to when the possession will happen. And it's according to a certain cycle. So now the cycle opened for them to go and possess because it was the perfect time. But bona, they did not take advantage of the opening of the cycle. And this is uNkulunkulu, after they doubted, they decided ukuthi they are not going to possess and what. Then uNkulunkulu wathukuthela and pronounced judgment and said ukuthi everyone from the age of 40 mangaphosisi ukuya phezulu, they are not going to occupy that land. You know, everyone from that age, I think, or age of 20, I don't remember properly, I need to just go back. They are not going to enter into the land, into that promised land. Everyone who is accountable, or age of accountability, they are not going to enter into that land. And the Bible says, ukuthi, after that, you know, they went back to God and said, no, Lord, we are sorry, we are going to occupy. And the Bible says ukuthi they did go in, but bayozamuk attempta to possess, and they were defeated, and many of them were killed as a result, and they had to go back to the wilderness. Why? It is because this promise was time sensitive. It was the time for them to go and do it. And ngalesikhathi uNkulunkulu athi ngithi njengamanje, bona, they did not obey the Lord. Kuhle bathandekayo. And you must do yourself a favor. Ukuthi umlalele umoya kaNkulunkulu empilweni yakho. Uzifundise ukulizwa iphimbo likaJehova empilweni yakho. Makathi yenza okuthile, kwenze ngaleso sikhathi leso. Noma ngabe uNkulunkulu uthi nikela ngokuthile, ungaloku ubhizi ubalabalisa bese soyifuna ukuyonikela next week. Yenza ngalesikhathi uNkulunkulu athi yenza ngaso, because uyazi ukuthi why athi yenza ngaleso sikhathi leso. And because maso yenza outside of that time, that grace is no longer there. So abantwana baka Israel, you know, they were going through that season of them occupying, but unfortunately, because they missed their cycle, they had to wait for another 40-year cycle again in the wilderness. After 40 years, the cycle came back again, and by that time, Abo Joshua beba nabo 8 nabo Caleb beba badala, and Moses nayo wagcina angasangenanga because of his eziningi ezenzekele ebudeni bendlela, but kwahamba wayongena after 40 years. So now the cycle had to wait for 40 years. That's when the season came back again. Everything uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi siyenze is time sensitive, bathandekayo. There is a time and a season for everything. Make sure empilweni yakho ukuthi uyamlalela uNkulunkulu and uNkulunkulu makathi yenza into mangabe umzalwane nenkani ohlala uRizina stop that attitude right now ngegama lika Jesu Christ because uzozilusisa into eziningi you must learn to obey the voice of the Lord uNkulunkulu makathi yenza ngaleso sikhathi leso ekumele ukuthi uyenze leyo nto leyo uNkulunkulu ke akubusise mlaleli I hope ukuthi you've learned something today ukuthi things happen in cycles and seasons and if that cycle you miss it you're going to have to wait for the another cycle again or you have to wait for another season to come back because that season will come with that grace and that grace will allow you to occupy and to do what God wants you to do uNkulunkulu ke akubusise mlaleli until next week
the words of the Lord are words of life your heart is on 657 am 657 am radio for believers in action